So, Rebecca, I have to go back to something that you mentioned last week, because last week we did our end of 2013 show. We talked about a very important upcoming event here in just a few weeks, the Winter Olympics in Russia. And you mentioned at that time that President Putin was going to do everything he could to make this thing come off. Well, since we spoke last week, we've seen two suicide bombings in Russia, not too far away, 400 or so miles away from the site of the Olympics in Sochi. So this is linked to Chechen insurgents. There's some concern that this is going to continue. What is going on here, and what are the Russians going to be able to do? Are people going to stay away from those Olympics that we have so looked forward to?
Well, that's the big question, right? That this is not necessarily unusual in Russia. Obviously, we've talked at great length on the show about the insurgency movements there, Dagestan, Chechnya, other areas. It looks like this was probably associated with one of those groups. They're very decentralized groups in that region. One particular name has come up, this Doku Umarov, who seems to be one of the leaders in the region, who has recently called for these groups to take action against the Russian government at this crucial time to draw attention towards Russia and what's going on there. And so we are seeing this, you mentioned, too, in the last week or so. The city that this took place in, Volgograd, actually has had three in the last couple of months. There was another suicide bomber earlier on. So a lot of concern there. Somewhat interesting, Putin was very silent about this right after it happened. Didn't say much for a couple of days.
It took him like 24 hours, 48 hours, something like that, to say anything about it at all, which was kind of unusual.
It was very strange. And then he came out, of course, and acknowledged it. And the police presence and the military presence in this city has grown by the thousands. And they are out in the streets trying to figure out who did this and to capture them and try to bring this all under control. And, of course, you mentioned the Olympics are coming. And this is a huge concern. We have to remember last year the bombings in Boston at the marathon. So sporting events are obviously targets for these sorts of events. And, of course, even Olympics have been targets. We had the attack here.
And Putin has so identified himself with these Olympics. Mm-hmm. They are his baby, and they're going to show that Russia is back. So in a sense, his silence makes sense because he knows that these Chechens are trying to undermine him personally. And perhaps by not responding, he was hoping that somehow it would blow away and it wouldn't turn into this him against the Chechens.
Give them less attention.
Well, it will potentially prevent people from coming, and that's the big issue. We don't tend to see these things happen before Olympics. We tend to see them happen during Olympics. Munich, as I mentioned, Atlanta. And we have a lot of money invested in this. You mentioned Putin. He has spent over $50 billion on these Olympics, which put the Chinese Olympics in 2008 to shame. Winter Olympics are a bit of a hard sell anyways. If people are fearing going to Russia for these games.
We always think Olympics are going to fail. And they somehow work out.
I'm not saying they're going to fail. I'm going to say there's potential for more attacks.
Well, we will definitely see here in a few weeks what happens in Russia. We will be watching. So thank you very much, Joshua Landis and Rebecca Cruz, as always.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.